I never should have been born. Ethan is right. I'm just a mistake. My mom didn't even mean to have me.
No person is a mistake. God creates each and every human life, and He doesn't make mistakes. Hi, and welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures here on Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. Some people wonder if they should have ever been born, or they wonder if they're a mistake because their parents didn't plan to have them. If you've ever felt like that, let me just tell you, you're no mistake. God was watching you before you were even born. Psalm 139:16 says, "Your eyes saw me before I was put together, and all the days of my life were written in your book before any of them came to be." Our story today is entitled, "Not a Mistake." And just a note, while we believe it's important to provide a Christian perspective on this story's subject matter, it may not be suitable for young children. Caden walked slowly up to home plate when it was his turn to bat. The pitcher threw the ball. "Strike one," the umpire called. Caden sighed, then watched the next pitch sail past him. "Strike two," the umpire shouted. On the third pitch, Caden swung the bat and tapped the ball lightly. He was out before he got halfway to first base. "Another out," Max moaned. "It was a mistake to let Caden play with us."
"He's a mistake," Ethan murmured. Several boys laughed and nodded.
"Give him a break," said Adam. "He doesn't have a dad to help him." Luke snorted. "Yeah, and whose mistake is that?" Ethan snickered. "I told you he was a mistake." Red-faced, Caden picked up his gear and ran toward home. He was in such a hurry that he didn't see his neighbor, Mr. Radcliffe, walking away from his mailbox. They collided, and the mail scattered. As both bent over to pick up the mail, Mr. Radcliffe noticed tears in Caden's eyes.
"Whoa, you seem a bit shaken," Mr. Radcliffe said. "It's a hot day. I was just going to have some lemonade out here on the porch. Want to join me?"
Caden hesitated, but he didn't really want to go home, so he agreed. As they sat together, what happened on the ball field soon spilled out.
"It's true. I am a mistake," Caden said, sniffling. "I should have never been born. My mother wasn't married when she had me."
"Caden, you're not a mistake," Mr. Radcliffe said firmly. "Your mother may not have planned your birth, but God is the one who creates life, and He created you. The Bible says God made you and planned out your days before you were born. He made you a very special person."
"Really?"
asked Caden. "Really," Mr. Radcliffe replied. "God made all of us for a purpose, and you're no different. He loves you and sent His Son Jesus to die for you so you could be His child. You're deeply loved and valued by Him. There's no mistake about that."
"Not a mistake," Caden thought as he sipped his lemonade. "God made me and loves me, so I'm not a mistake."
So how about you? Have you ever thought that you were a mistake? Your birth was no surprise to God. He made you, and you are very special to Him. You aren't responsible for anyone else's actions, but you are responsible for the way you live your life. Thank God for making you and sending His Son to die for you. Love Him in return and live faithfully as His child. You're not a mistake, and neither is anyone else. Our key verse is Psalm 139, verse 16.
"Your eyes saw me before I was put together, and all the days of my life were written in your book before any of them came to be."
And our key thought today, no person is a mistake. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. You'll also find music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.